wasting time with God. If anybody tells you that, he's a minister of Satan. Let's go to the word of God. Glory be to God. The zeal of thy house has consumed me. John chapter 2, verse 17. The zeal of thy house has consumed me. Jesus went into the temple. Verse 17, I said, my sister, if you don't mind. John chapter 2, verse 17. I shared with the workers, you see, everything you are offered an opportunity to do is a building block. You will need it to stand. If you didn't build enough, if you don't lay up enough block, how far will you travel? How far will you stand? We define zeal as the passion, ardor, intensity, or force behind a pursuit. Can I tell you something? Monitor the zeal of your friend. Because it will help you know what to commit. We didn't get it. Jesus came into the temple. Today we'll be looking at the zeal of thine house. The zeal of thine house. Now, don't take that outside yourself, right? Because you are God's house. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 9. It says, ye are God's building. Ye are God's building. There is some event going on within you and I, and also in the general body. About this transaction, Jesus said something we must take account of. In John chapter 2, look at what the Bible says in verse 14. Let's start from verse 13. As I'm describing this, also as we are going through this word, understand that we are not talking about, even though we're talking about the local church, we are also a metaphor around it as you being the unique church. Because Bible says, ye are God's what? Temple, right? You are God's temple. If we live here, you'll be shocked how this house will not be God's temple again. We used to be in Sheraton, but we are no longer there. Praise God. And we'll soon be out of here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, the Bible says here, and Jesus, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Go to the next verse. But see what happened in the temple. And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money sitting. The vulnerability of the church is that it can be compromised by transactions. Because that's exactly what happened here. And that's I've gone some length to tell you how you may be served a drink mingled with gall. If you taste it and you don't refuse it, you bought it. Bible says here, he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changer of the money sitting. Now, let me just give you the context background about this story. You know, because in the temple, they offer a lot of sacrifices, right? They offer a lot of sacrifices. You remember when, if you want to do child dedication, you have to kill turtle doves, kinikon, kinikon. You know, they will number you what you buy and sacrifice. Okay, so people took advantage of the sacrifice offered in the church. They are not church people. They only take advantage of the transaction that happened in church, so that when people come for Thanksgiving or come to do a particular ceremony, rather than going far, they will buy doves in church. I mean, like, it won't be like inside the sanctuary, but at a segment of it. Did you catch it? So that they can do their sacrifice. But that's not what God designed it for. They only took advantage of it. You think forex trading just started? What had been is and will also continue to be. I mean, don't think anything strange is happening to you as the first person happening to. Bible says all things have happened to all men. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Hallelujah. My dear people, say we all govern it. Oh yeah, we govern it. If you can't govern it, you think you are the only one. No. If I remove my jacket, you pack your own. You say, oh, Pastor, I thought, this one, no, just give God the anchor. But God is thy shade, the Bible says. God is thy keeper upon thy right hand. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee does not sleep nor slumber. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. He will preserve thy going out and thy coming in. He will preserve you from all evils. Psalm 121 from verse 5. The Lord is thy keeper. We are all under the same weather. It's how we conduct ourselves that keep each one warm or not. Are you here? Are you here? Say, I hear you. You know, that's the only motivation I have to continue. Because if you are not hearing me, I just say, my people have left. Oh. Trading! My people, you don't know the trading that goes on in the temple. You know what trading is? Trading values. People see what you carry, and they want to exchange that to deprive you of it. You must be careful and seasoned in church, or let's put it, in the temple. Either as a person or within the general church. You think the church is a very holy place? Say, wake up. Oh, we used to be in Sheraton. And somebody had a dream. We were having a service. Service was going on. And there was a serpent. My brother quoted the Job 1:6. The children of God gathered, and there was Satan among them. I said, God said, and God said, what are you doing here? He said, well, I've been going around. You know, I'm doing business. Light us wake up. You are disappointed that something happened in church. Oh. Say, wake up. No. Why did you think God said judgment will start in his house? You think it's because the church is okay like that? So why would judgment start there? Say, wake up. Can I tell you something? When you go to church, MYOB, have you left? Because the messenger of the covenant will come. He will root out. Are you here? You know why? If you are distracted, you'll be washed off. Are you here? You haven't heard they say, it's what you go to the market you focus on. You didn't hear? Oh, you didn't hear? You don't know the proverb? Oh, yeah. Thank you, my sister. When you go to the market, oh, you know, all things are going on in the market. Haven't you been to the store and you didn't buy anything? It happens to me. They don't have what it's not that they are closed. It's not that the church is empty. But I won't, and if I'm not careful, they can sell to me what I didn't plan to buy. And they'll say, drastically reduced. Say, wake up. Trading goes on in the church. You can buy what you didn't bargain for. I want you to benchmark. And you see, that's not to say the church is where you should run away from. It's just the vulnerability of what is true. There is no counterfeit of what is not original. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Bible says the children of God came to present themselves to God. There was Satan in their midst. Now, you need to be awake to that so that you can know how to sanctify and play your role in the church. That's what Jesus did. He chased them out. Job chapter 1 verse 6. He said, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord and Satan. We were in Sharat and somebody had a dream. There was serpents crawling. Except God was with us. Oh, if I tell you everything, you just say, Pastor, let's just go home. But thank God. You know, the benevolence of grace is to keep going as if nothing happened. But you know that song, we are standing only because. And that's why you cannot underplay your reliance on God to serve God. And Satan came also. The person said, there was a snake. And it being one. But there came a sword also, a fork. And it was forked boom, to the wall. Oh my God. Anyway, I hope we hear this thing so that we are not just. Number two. So people come to trade ideas. You remember that girl that was following Peter around? I mean Paul around? These are the servants of God. He wasn't from the park. He was following them. Out of encounter met in the place of worship. Let's go to John chapter 2. Look at that verse 9 again. Verse 14. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and money changer. Don't forget he went there to worship. The temple is still the same place to worship. Except that if you are not careful, you can be traded off. Look at what they did here. Apart from because of want of time, I had to close. The oxen represents something, the sheep represents something, the doves represents something also. But let's focus on the changers of money. Hallelujah. Can I tell you a secret? You know what forex changing money is? Okay, you know what it means, right? You bring a money that is not tradable here, or that is kind of, so you give them what is not tradable or you can use for transaction, and they will give you what you can transact business with, right? If you are careful. Convertible influences. Trading influences. Let nothing influence you. You can inherit evil influence in church if you don't know. How else would anybody tell somebody to eat grass that he wasn't eating before until he came to church? Say, not here. What must we do therefore to survive? Because I have to close. How do you brace yourself as you exercise your zeal? Psalm 69 from verse 6. Look at this. He says, let not them that wait on thee, O God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake, I have borne what? Shame hath covered my face. Go on, we are going to 12. I have become a stranger unto my brethren. Where are brethren? Yeah, you know, there are no brethren in park. Or if you're a member of golf club. It's only here we call ourselves brethren, right? Okay. He said, I'm become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my siblings. Go on. For the zeal of thy house has hidden me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are falling upon me. Go on. When I wept and I'm chastened, I chastened my soul with fasting. That was also my reproach. I made sackcloth also for my garment, and I became a proverb to them. Verse 12. They that sit in the gates speak against me. And I was the song of unserious people. You know, drunkard and unserious people. Let's stand up on our feet. I don't want you to fall asleep. Oh, my God. I know we have to close this service. I don't want this to leave us as if it doesn't make sense. But Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13 says something. If you succeed as a Christian, you must go outside the camp. Say, go outside the camp and bear his reproach. You see, you have to stand out. You have to maintain a stamina that makes you focus on everything, nothing but Jesus. Are you here, my people? My people? Oh, you need to know these things. He says, let us go forth therefore unto him outside what others are doing, bearing this reproach. Can we go to that 69 and read it in NIV, my sister? You see, if you don't do that, it will be tough to walk with Christ. Psalm 69. Let's start again from verse 6. NIV, my sister. He says, Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me, God of Israel. May those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and my shame covers my shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insult of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I'm a song of the drunkard. My dear family, stay with God regardless. Are you here? Are you here? Stay with God regardless. If you don't stay with God regardless, the consummation will be bad. The consumption will be bad. My people, you will not be found in the midst of it. Let's lift up our hands to God and receive grace to follow Jesus. Is the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't let what somebody does or left undone corrode, corrupt, pollute your followership of Jesus Christ. Trading will surround you, my dear family. There will be occasions when drink that is mingled with God will be served. My people, it is the truth. If you are not aware of it, may you not be washed off with it. Let your eyes look unto him to whom you are called. He will work all things out. Bible says Jesus endured the cross. He despised the shame. Follow him, my people. Follow him. Let everything he put in your heart be expressed through him and for him. If they buy it, good. If they don't want it, it's good still. Just keep producing your goodness like the vine tree, producing your fatness like the fig, producing your wine like the vine. Let that benefit God and benefit man. He will save you. Let the zeal of his house be expressed. Things he has put in your heart. Just be doing it. Be doing it, my people. We are not called to anyone but to him. He said that he may present unto himself, not to others. And Paul said, unto this we labor, that we may present every man perfect unto God. Receive grace this morning. Follow him. The psalmist said, my soul followeth hard after thee. Father, we thank you. My dear family, trading we go on. It will be unending. It will cease. It won't cease. It won't cease. But you can clear it from your temple, though. You can clear it. You can clear it from your temple. You can chase them out. You can overturn the table of the money changers. Father, Lord, it will not be found within my temple. It will not be found within our temple. I want us to leave this house to God, that God will make it fit for his presence, that there will be no trading of such in this house, in the name of Jesus, that our land will produce great vine, great figs, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you that you make it a place where we are built up a strong man, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. My Father and our God, we thank you. My dear family, there are foxes that spoil the vine. They spoil your harvest. Having labored a lot, then when your vine is tender and ripe, then they will come in and corrupt it. But I lift up God in this house, Daddy. In the name of Jesus, ikata ilostaka maka hikata kade. Preserve your church. Preserve your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me also and pray for me, that I will only look to him. That will be my reward. It will be my contemplation all the time. In the name of Jesus, I will continue to serve him with the zeal of his spirit. That he will preserve my soul. He will preserve my spirit. Father, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We did. God bless you. Give it up for God. You know, just breaking highs. The first time when we came to this country and I visited a dentist, I won't recommend it to anybody, but you know, you have to do what you have to do. You know what the dentist said? He said, you need deep cleaning. And I can't understand that. Anyway, that sounds like a deep cleaning, right? But don't worry, we all need it. Hallelujah. He said, after this deep cleaning, I would just need to be coming on for, so I avoid deep cleaning now, amen? Hallelujah. How many of you will be in service today? You have your oil lubricated. Ventilate your fat tires. The washers are clear now. Oh, praise God. I will see you glowing all the time, because there will be no forex trading on your ground. There will be no bull trading on your ground. There will be no oxen trading on your ground. But Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, I will never see your head drop down. The oil upon your head will not dry. As the Lord liveth, he will preserve your soul. See, we see each other again, walk in the light, because darkness cannot tread where light is. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. God bless you.